The Inner Cry, Part 51. A moment of inner cry is a day of outer prosperity. Sri Chinmoy. In our outer lives, prosperity is associated with material wealth and riches, popularity and power, comfort and luxury, abundance, well-being, winning, high achievement and success in any field. Yet outer prosperity is fleeting, meaningless, unsustainable and unfulfilling if it does not flow from a sincere inner cry. An inner cry is the only reliable guarantor of prosperity's integrity and longevity. Beyond prosperity, what we all yearn for is satisfaction. Satisfaction is the holy grail of human longing, embracing our inner and outer existence. There is nothing we want or need more than to be truly satisfied in all our being. From where, then, and how does satisfaction arise? On what does it depend? Another quote. Our true satisfaction entirely depends on our own sincere inner cry. Sri Chinmoy. Our inner cry is the source and sustenance of all satisfaction in our life. If we are without an inner cry, then what is there to satisfy? For us to feel and achieve satisfaction, something must be satisfied. What is that something? Our inner cry. Another poem. You can never reach complete satisfaction in your heavenward journey without your heart's aspiration cry. Sri Chinmoy. Our inner cry envisions our goal, takes aim at the goal, sponsors and guides our journey, and ultimately unites us with our satisfaction goal. Our inner cry is the spark that ignites our aspiration, the fuel that inspires our meditation, and the vehicle that carries us to our satisfaction. Satisfaction is not a final or static state. Lasting satisfaction must ever grow, deepen, and expand. Lasting satisfaction can flow only from an ever fresh and continually transcending inner cry. A final poem. My satisfaction peace is not the success of my outer smile, but the progress of my inner cry. Sri Chinmoy.